college basketball is officially a year-round sport. It is becoming more and more. Actually, college sports are all year-round sports at this point. UNC fans, Harrison Ingram going pro. He made the announcement over the weekend. Had a nice, you know, thank you video that he sent out there. UNC basketball thus far, and I want to emphasize thus far, not having a great offseason.
Not quite.
It's the reason why I emphasize thus far is because with the transfer portal, all that could change in a day. Mm-hmm. You could bring in the right guys. You could get RJ Davis to say he's coming back. But the not great offseason continued. It got worse with Harrison Ingram announcing he's going pro. Mm-hmm. And I've said this before. I'll say it again. RJ Davis is the most important decision of the offseason because he's – you know, the ACC reigning player of the year. He's the, was it the Jerry West Award going to the best shooting guard in the country. He's would be, if he returns, perhaps the betting favorite to win the Wooden Award next year. So he's really gosh darn good. And we're still waiting on his decision. But I'll say this, it might be more difficult to fill Ingram's role than it is to fill RJ Davis's role. And what I mean by that is, RJ Davis is a quality thing. He is unbelievably good, but right, his archetype is, you know, a 6'3 shooting guard that likes to jack up shots. Not to say those are a dime a dozen, but you can find guys that know how to score. It's like the thing that the American AAU system is designed to create. Harrison Ingram, though, it's somebody that does all of the little things, somebody that is willing to rebound, even if it means they're not one of the main scorers, that's a little bit more difficult of an archetype to find. They have to play the portal aggressively now. Assuming Harrison Ingram stays in the draft and he is maintaining his eligibility, they have to really chase that in the portal. Drake Powell is a recruit that's coming in that could play those minutes, could play small forward, but it'd be unfair to ask really any freshman to play the physical manner that Harrison Ingram did mm-hmm. to rebound and to say, all right, we need 17 rebounds today.
Yeah.
Go ahead, freshie.
And also go play lockdown defense.
Yeah, it's
guard 1-4.
And it's not even just with Ingram leaving. It's Ingram was going to help cover for the loss of Baycott and Withers. And now you're replacing Baycott, Ingram, and Withers. They need some guys that can bang down low, and that's where the portal comes into play. Now, I say that, right? The whole reason I say they haven't had a great offseason, they haven't had the big flashy name out of the portal, they haven't had RJ Davis say he's coming back, all of that could change very quickly, right? They're one commitment away and a return from RJ Davis from me saying, you know, they're probably a top 10 team in the country next year. But they need to start adding, right? So far, all it's been is subtraction. Ipso facto, and you know.
And a lot of those subtractions have been because of graduation, because Baycott graduated, yep. Withers graduation, Cormac Ryan, yep. Paxton Wojcik. So those four guys right there. The only guy that's left because of the portal has been Seth Trimble.
Seth Trimble in the portal.
I mean, I know like Okwonkwo and a couple other guys like way down the bench at, but of like the regulars last year, it's been Trimble and then now Ingram going to yep. the NBA. I think it's more imperative now that RJ Davis does come back.
It's imperative that RJ Davis comes back, and it's imperative that they just bring in some veteran bodies. Some, mm-hmm. You know, Seth Trimble is a guy that you would have expected to use the experience and step into a role. Now you need some other people to almost bring in ready-made experience. And look at Duke, right? If you go to 48 hours ago, you know, 72 hours ago, they had lost 10 names. Some, like you said, going pro, some to a bunch to the portal, and their fans were terrified. Well, guess what? They brought in Malik Brown from Syracuse, a nice signing or a nice commitment out of the portal, and now the Gillis, the shooter from Purdue. There we go.
The Big Ten of the year.
Sixth man of the year. So you bring in a player who was ACC all defense last year mm-hmm. and a player that was sixth man of the year in the Big Ten, and you're realizing if the young players for Duke are going to play the quote-unquote star roles, along with Caleb Foster and Tyrese Proctor, they're bringing in ready-made, fully formed, already cooked, already preheated role players. A sixth man of the year that shot 46% from three in the Big Ten. a guy that didn't average double figures in points, but was the third leading vote getter for first team all defense in the ACC last year. You bring those guys in, they already know how to play that role, right? So it's like, oh gosh, we need someone that's able to impact the game, even if they aren't getting a ton of shots, because Cooper Flagg and Isaiah Evans and Darren Harris and Maluash are all going to be taking all this usage. Duke's going, great, let's go get a guy that was all defense, even though they didn't get a bunch of shots in the Atlantic Coast Conference already. Let's go get a guy that can touch the ball for, 4 seconds a half and knock down three threes. Perfect. Got it. That's something that we're going to see more of in college basketball. Instead of hoping one of your young guys can develop into the piece to surround your stars, you're just going to go get the guy that's already the piece that surrounds your star. So let's say UNC brings back RJ Davis. What does RJ Davis need to be successful? Go find that guy already built somewhere else, already fully formed, bring him in the portal, and you'll be one step ahead of the game. And then in addition to the development of, they have very good recruiting class, Powell and Williams. They have a few guys coming back that they're very excited about. Maybe Washington plays more minutes down low. There's some structure there. But the key is grabbing the right pieces out of the portal. And, that wasn't the case until a couple years ago. It's going to be the case for the foreseeable future.
I know we talked about it a bit last week. I know we're going to get the break, but it's amazing how the school built off transfers, or the roster built off transfers mostly, NC State, is going to have the most continuity next year.
Yeah.
They're going to be the ones that have the most continuity next year from this year's roster to next year's roster. They have the most guys coming back.
Well, Duke's bringing back two guys total. So they're
exactly
they're out of the running.
Yeah.
UNC, with a commitment back from RJ Davis, they still have a little bit, but they got beat a little bit by bringing in guys with little eligibility. Mm-hmm. So, the I almost said retirements, the graduations. I never know how to athletes retire and then they go get a job. It's a weird thing. I was talking to a UNC swimmer today, trying to get into the business, and he said, I retired 2 months ago, and I was like, oh, you're going to retire, and now you're going to get a job.
Did you retire or did your sport retire? Because most cases, for us, like our sport retires us.
Our sport said, it's about time you retire.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know if that's retiring. Anyway, transfer portal is active and obvious, so go ahead and take advantage of it. You better if you're UNC, and you just got started, but you can do more if you're Duke. And NC State, you know what you have to do because you've done it the last 2 years. Let's bring Kat Campbell up on the Heister Automotive Group hotline again from WRAL. Kat, thank you for joining us as always. I can tell you in my weather expertise, feels pretty good outside right now. Is it going to stay this way?
It is. I mean, the sunshine is feeling great compared to all the clouds that we had around this morning, and you're only going to see more and more of it. So the clouds are clearing out just in time for everybody to head out and start tailgating. I know a lot of people like you have already been there for a while, but we're looking at temperatures. As you're heading into the game, it should be about 60 degrees closer to the puck drop time. And once you're leaving the game, you're going to need a jacket, though. It is going to be pretty chilly after the game. Temperatures should be right around 50 degrees. It's possible if the game goes till 11 o'clock that we'd be in the upper 40s as you're heading out the door. So make sure that you've got the extra layer with you. It feels good in the sunshine now, but go ahead and bring your hoodie into the game with you.
I mean, and that's just adrenaline coming out, right? You're just going to be the high fives can keep you warm after the game.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think with everybody celebrating, you're going to be A-okay. But if you got the hoodie in your car, you might as well bring it in.
And as always, we need a prediction from you. Game two, what are we looking at for the Canes against the Islanders?
I think that they're going to do great. They did last time. Why wouldn't they do great this time? I hope that we don't get to a game five. As much as I'd like to be out there tailgating, let's just go ahead and head to the next round, and I'll be out there tailgating with you guys for that one. Ready to do some live weathers.
There we go. Plenty of home games in the second round. I don't need more than we need to in the first round. Kat, we appreciate you for taking the time, and we'll keep following along on WRAL.
Thank you. We just recorded the Canes forecast. Mike Mays did. So be on the lookout for it on the Jumbotron. Go Canes.
We absolutely will. That's Kat Campbell, WRAL. Check out her evening forecast on WRAL and the Canes forecast that she mentioned they just recorded.
This is like perfect tailgate weather. You cannot ask for anything better. And it's actually, I generally don't like a 7:30 puck drop. Just personally, I just don't. But on a Monday, you're coming from work. Like that extra half hour gives you an extra half hour to be outside to enjoy this. This is This is perfect. Mm-hmm. It's like tailgate. It's funny because there actually are tailgaters. And we can't see it for people that are maybe watching on YouTube and watching our live stream, but there are people way back already tailgating here at PNC Arena, and they've been here for a while. They've been here before we even went on air. They've been out here for about 2 hours already. And then people, the parking staff are like, yeah, sure, come on in.
I mean, it is.
Enjoy it.
It is the kind of weather that, like, even if there wasn't a game, if you were just sitting outside having some food with some friends, it'd be a good time.
Yeah.
When you know the light at the end of the tunnel at the end of it is you get to go inside and watch a playoff hockey game. It's about as good as it gets. So we encourage all of you, if you are planning on coming to tailgate, first of all, get out here a little early. Take it in. There's no reason not to, right? If you're ready to leave, we all get like this, right? It's like, all right, let's leave to go start tailgating at 4:45. It's 4:30. Everybody's ready. They're like, all right, we didn't say 4:45. No, leave at 4:30. If everybody's ready, get in the car, get on out here, and stop by and say hi. We'll be here. You can scan a code to enter to win an autographed Canes jersey when you're out here. Make sure you stop by our little tent here. But it should be a really good time. Speaking of things you can win, text keyword King, K-I-N-G, to 919-860-5326. That's 919-860-5326 to enter for a chance to win a $25 Smoothie King gift card. That's $25 Smoothie King gift card. Dennis, I saw you pointing at me. Did you have something there?
Oh, I was about to say, even if you're not coming to the game today, I know if some people maybe like use the outdoor projector to like watch a game or something like that, perfect night to do it. Perfect night.
Open the windows at least.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what I really like? And there's a
grill out, have the outdoor projectors, perfect night for it.
My neighbor across the way, across like our little street, has the Canes flag hanging out from the front of their house.
All right.
And I'm always, you know, obviously I'm usually locked in, but I always want to open the windows and see if like after a goal we can't hear each other go like woohoo. You know what I mean? I love when you're in a neighborhood and everybody's rooting for the local team, and like when there's a goal, if you're walking the dog, you would know there's a goal, you know, because everybody cheers. So open up the windows, have that community event, invite the neighbors over, and watch another Canes win.
And I know I said this last week, if you're coming here to tailgate and you're not able to bring your own grill because you're doing a ride share or something along those lines, you're coming from a long distance, or you're maybe just getting here a little bit late, if you bring hot dogs and you bring a case of a beverage, swing by someone's tailgate, especially like a large one, be like, hey, we need a spot to cook. Do you mind if we throw these on the grill? You guys can have some. By the way, here's a case. Crack open a few.
As long as you giveth as much as you taketh.
Exactly.
It's a zero-sum game out here.
and say yes to those people. Make friends. Unless they're wearing Islander stuff.
Unless they're wearing Islander stuff, in which case you just burn their dogs and
exactly drink the whole case, and burn their hot dogs,
and send them in hungry if they didn't eat that hot. Ironically, like the hockey puck that you turned their hamburgers into.